Thank you. Welcome. Mr. Mulder? Honorable Mulder? Honorable Mulder? He's on the platform chair, Mr. Cuthbert.
Okay, yes.
Honorable Cuthbert?
Good afternoon, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Ms. Mutahum, Chair? Honorable Mutahum?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Honorable Mutahum? Thank you. Welcome. Mrs. Hemmings, Chair? Honorable Hemmings?
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Chair, present.
Thank you. Welcome. Mr. Mbuyani, Chair? Honorable Mbuyani? Honorable Mbuyani? He's on the
Chairperson, good afternoon.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome, Honorable Mbuyani.
Chair, those are the members currently on the platform. We're just checking with other members if they have logging problems, no. Chair. Mr. Mulder, Chair?
Honorable Mulder?
Honorable Chair, thank you. I'm present.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Honorable Mulder. Can I have the agenda, Secretariat?
Chair, we'll flag the agenda now.
Please. We do have the agenda before us, and I think we would have to look at the apologies first before the adoption, but we considering minutes of the committee, and we'll actually then go to the deliberation of the process of the NLC chairperson. Further down, if you can scroll down, then we look at the issue of the draft program in terms of first term of 2021. Honourable members, can I have this before you and get your guidance as proposed agenda for the meeting today?
Chair, Mrs. Hemmings, Chair.
Honourable Hemmings.
I have moved adoption of the agenda, Chair, as tabled.
Thank you very much. There's a mover and a seconder.
Chair, Ms. Masani's hand was before Ms. Mutahum's hand, Chair. Ms. Masani.
Honorable Masani.
Chair, I wanted, before we adopt the agenda, to actually check with the Secretary if the minutes were circulated before we can even discuss them. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, okay. Secretary, I'm sure you can clarify that.
Chair, the minutes were circulated, Chair.
Yes. Honorable Masani, you didn't receive that.
No, Chair, but I'm sure you can send them to me.
Oh, we will do so, Chair.
All right. No, thank you very much. Sorry for that. Can we then actually then...
Ms. Mutahum, Chair?
Honorable Mutahum.
I wanted to second the adoption of the agenda.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. And are there any objections? If none, can I ask that we then proceed to the agenda? There's actually issue, because in terms of minutes, if we can actually just have a check, if everyone has got, maybe Secretary will be able to actually have a look at that. And let me just check if ever we can be able to actually fly the minutes. As the first item, I'm sure that's the first item on the agenda.
Yes, Chair, we can, Chair. And just to indicate that Ms. Mantashe and Mr. Tring has joined the meeting, Chair.
Okay. Okay, welcome. Let's actually then take the first
Thank
set
you,
of
Chair.
Events. Yeah. Hello? Welcome, Mr.
No,
Tring.
Chair, I'm saying thank you for the welcome.
Welcome. Okay. Thank you. So we're taking the 17th of November set. It's actually about the consideration of the BRRR report, the committee business in terms of the national lotteries, and then we actually have the program and consideration of the draft minutes. So if you can scroll down at the minute, we wanted just to check the members of the committee that were in attendance. We did actually have the different members present. If you can scroll down, Honorable Secretary. And then we actually had apologies of the members as reflected. If you can scroll down. And there was actually those issues which were actually listed on the committee. In terms of the attendance, we did actually have the GTIC, and we did actually have the Chief Operation Officer and the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, EDG, and the DTI. And this actually then proceed down, because those were the introductory points which was raised. There was actually a mover by Honorable Thring, seconded by Mantache, on the introduction part. There was consideration of the BRRR. In the consideration, those are the issues. In the conclusion, we actually did actually have those issues summarized in terms of actually welcoming of the fact that the DTI and EDD actually had the majority of its entities that it has achieved in audit. If you can scroll down on the conclusion, there was a second point which was raised as well, and the issue relating to the governments in terms of the spread of COVID-19 welcomed the initiative support of the DTIC to mitigate. There are further points which were highlighted. If we can scroll down to item 6, we did actually have the issues relating to other bills which we may actually have to look at, noting the Liquor Amendment Bill and Companies Amendment Bill, among others. They've been outstanding since the 5th Parliament. There are issues that I have to follow through. There were other issues which were looked at, and item number 10, that we need the DTIC to play offer the DTI entities such as the two support. And then in recommendations, we did actually have the recommendations that the DTIC should be able to provide support to the NSC and SABS on their turnaround strategy. There were actually further points when we go to the next point, item 2.5, the committee deliberated and resolved on other parties. I should submit conclusion and recommendation on the day. There was actually dates which were given of the 18th of November and 19th of November in terms of trying to resolve and conclude on the recommendation. So the committee business was the NSC process. I think those were the issues which were actually raised in terms of how we manage the process moving forward, which actually included the process of the finalization of the question, which was the 313. If you can scroll down, there was issues relating to consideration of the committee program, which was actually circulated. And further, there were consideration of minutes of the 28th of October. And there was actually also further meetings of the 3rd of November. If you can scroll down. It is actually also the issue that we were able to actually agree on the issues that were raised, and we actually agenda a meeting at 10:30 on Thursday, 19 November. So I'm sure that those are the minutes which we had before us, unless maybe there's any other further points when you scroll down. Can I get if ever committee members have got any issues to raise on the minutes? If not, can I ask that we agree on the record of the proceedings on the day?
Chair, we have Ms. Mantashe, Chair.
Honorable Mantashe.
Thank you, Chairperson. I rise to confirm that the minutes are a true reflection of the discussions of that portfolio committee, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mantashe. May we get a seconder? any seconder to the minutes?
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Unless there are objections, can we proceed to the next set of minutes? If you can fly the next set. It's the Thursday, 19th November. And we did actually have the parties that were present on the issues of the BRRR and the NLC. We did actually have representation of the parties. If you can scroll down. Let's scroll down. There were different political parties representatives as listed. You scroll down, there were actually also apologies from honorable members. The introduction part were actually issues that were relating to issues of secretariat, informed that Ms. J. Hermans and McPherson and Jaco submitted apologies on that one. If we can just proceed further, because the agenda was then adopted. There was actually formal consideration of the BRRR. There was also discussions of the conclusions of the BRRR, which are issues listed, highlighted on the previous meeting. We can scroll down. We actually did have recommendations, which were actually considered on the previous meeting and also discussed and agreed upon on the meeting. If we can actually then have the committee that actually were looking at amendments, there were some changes which were suggested. And under the recommendations, there were issues that were actually added as well. If we can scroll down, there was the issue of engaging the relevant ministers to ensure compliance, which was actually raised with the issues which were listed. The fast-tracking and tabling of the legislation was one issue. There was actually a mover and seconder on the adoption of the BRRR, which was agreed, and the DA reserved its right to comment. There was actually issue of consideration of the NLC process, and there were actually discussions and engagement that we had from different parties. There were actually issues that were reported in terms of progress relating to a chairperson of the committee becoming that one of the candidates, Prof. Badonsela, has withdrawn her nominations. So there were actually committee deliberations, and we actually adjourned the meeting at around 14:15. So the next meeting will be on the 24th. Can I just check if there's agreement on the set of minutes before us, honorable members? Let's get members to indicate.
Chair, we have Ms. Mutahung and Ms. Mantashe, Chair.
Honorable Mutahung.
Thank you, Chair. I move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Mutahung and Honorable Mantashe.
Chair, I have no reason not to support Honorable Mutahung on his proposal for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
The secondment, and is there any objection? In the absence, can we actually ask that you take the next set of the minutes, honorable members? We're looking at the set of the 24th November. We actually had the deliberation of the NLC as a primary factor. We did actually have the members present listed, and I'm sure members will indicate that however, there were other missing members will highlight that. If you can scroll down, there were actually representation, there were no apologies, and there was actually attendance by the legal services team, where we actually had a discussion looking at the legal advice. So in the introduction, the issues were raised by the chair on the different issues that we actually were looking at. And there's actually also the point that there was actually agreement on the adoption of the agenda by Hermans and Mbuyane. The deliberation on the process regarding the position of the chairperson of the National Lottery actually had different issues that we had to consider, where different parties had suggestion on how we can manage and deal with the process. And we did actually get the discussion relating to ministers' response, submissions of the CVs, and I think linked to the legal team's intervention, there was actually more information of whether the minister should be requested to restart the nomination process or whether the committee would continue from this point. Those were clarified in terms of discussions that we have. If you can scroll down in the resolution, the committee resolved that on 3.1, committee secretary should distribute the CVs of nominated candidates to all members, and Advocate Jenkins should submit his response in writing, and we did actually agenda the meeting around 10:23. Let me say those were actually issues that were raised, and there was actually further communication and distribution of information from the advocate. Can I check if there are any comments on the minutes, corrections?
Chair, there's one correction, Chair. Ms. Mamsani was in attendance, Chair, and we'll correct the minutes for that meeting, Chair.
Okay. Let's actually make that. Ms. Mamsani, Honorable Mamsani was in the meeting. It's omitted, because I did see that there were no apologies as well. So the meeting, Ms. Mamsani was present in the meeting. Can I check if there were any further issues? If not, can I ask that we then agree and adopt the agenda? Sorry, they accept the minutes as true reflection of the meeting. Honorable members? Honorable members, if I can
Chair,
get
Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
In the absence of any chairperson, I would like to propose that we adopt the minutes as true reflection of the meeting.
Okay, there's a mover for the adoption of the minutes. Can I check if there's any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable Mantashe. Okay, are there any objections? In the absence of any objection, can we then proceed? Is there a last set we're going to look at now?
Chair, there's one set, the 25th, Chair.
Okay. Let's actually, continuation, which looks at the deliberation of the chairperson of the NLC. Can I then go down to members who are present and scroll down further to be able to look if ever there were any apologies? There were none. Members were present, and the attendance of the legal team, senior legal advisor, there were actually the issues raised by the chair, which actually were issues relating to the NLC board. The adoption of the agenda was actually seconded, moved by Mbuyane and seconded by Hermans as a record of the discussions which were supposed to take place. In the deliberation, we actually had a discussion of the process of the legal team and the engagement with the committee when we actually proceeded And there were actually two main views that were expressed, and which relates to the finalization of the work around SEMBA or the processing of the issue beyond that point. There were actually issues raised by parties, and we did actually adjourn at around 1900 hours or 9, because I think largely there was that issue which remained that the main two views were expressed. The first was that the matter should be dealt with urgently and be finalized during December 2020. And the second one, that the committee should follow due process, complete this in the first quarter 2021. There was general consensus requesting the minister for the committee to make a recommendation on the above before the 30th November was not feasible. The chairperson indicated that the committee should allow the management committee to provide a timeline of the process for the committee's consideration on the day on Tuesday 1st, which we actually have moved to today. Can I then actually ask that we look at the acceptance of the minutes as clear through record of the minutes? If ever they can I get from the committee members?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Honourable Mwakye, Chair.
Honourable Mwakye.
I move for adoption of the minutes, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honourable Mwakye. Can we then actually then proceed to the next step? The mover, the seconder. Mantashe, there's someone who must mute. Can we get the seconder?
I second, Chair.
Mrs. Hammonds, Chair.
Okay, Honourable Hammonds, thank you very much. Can we actually then check if ever there's any objection? Yeah. So I think basically what we may actually have to do then is to move on to the next item. If ever there's no objection, can we then move to the next agenda item, Secretariat?
Chair, the next agenda item is to look at the process going forward, Chair. It is whether the committee, that's the next item. We need to finalize the process going forward, Chair, and the committee, and we need to be guided by the committee in how we proceed, Chair.
Okay. So there is actually information that was circulated, I'm sure, to members around just 10 past 1. And in that information, we did actually have the agenda, which was circulated, but there was also an attached letter which I thought it might be important to share with the committee, because it was written to myself, and I thought maybe it will be important that the one briefs the committee on that. The minister wrote to myself, board member, to perform functions of chairperson of the National Lotteries Commission. He wrote, I wish to inform you that the term of office of Prof. Nebutanza as chairperson of the National Lotteries Commission ended yesterday, that was actually 30th November, to enable the continued proper functioning of the board. I have appointed one of the members of the board to perform the functions of the chairperson for a period to take account of the delays of the process for the appointment of the new chairperson in terms of Section 31A. Read with Section 3.3. I have requested Ms. Zandile Brown, who has served on the board since 2017, to perform the function of the chairperson on an acting basis with effect from the 1st of December 2020. I thought it would be quite important that we actually then have this letter shared. I'm sure all the members have received the letter. And on the basis of actually the letter that we've actually got through, one thought it will be good that we actually speak to process in a way that actually assists to pick up on the issues. Further, I think one wanted just to say, having actually read the letter, there is actually the process that we actually have gone through as the committee, because I think we have spoken to the issue of 16 November, where we actually had the recommendation in terms of the appointment of the chair of the NLC. The minister had shortlisted the three candidates for the committee consideration and requested that the committee provides feedback not later than the 30th November. So I think that's why one read the letter, so that at least it clarifies. In the letter dated 17 November, the Economic Freedom Fighters wrote to the chairperson of the committee, indicated the terms of the Lotteries Act. The committee should shortlist persons to nominated by the interested parties and make recommendation to the minister in relation to that too. So one was actually just speaking to what we agreed to or understand as a background on seeking legal guidance on whether the session by the EFF has any merit. The committee received an opinion. We stated that it was the responsibility of the committee to shortlist. Subsequent to the committee received nomination that Prof. Nebutanda, one of the minister's shortlisted candidates, Professor Madonsela, one of the minister's shortlisted candidates, has withdrawn her nomination for consideration for the position of the chairperson of the NLC. As a result of the above, I requested the minister to submit the CVs, all 41 nominated candidates, which have been distributed to all members. During its deliberation held on the 24th and 25th, 2020, the committee concurred with the opinion that it was the committee that should be shortlist the nominated candidates. Furthermore, based on advice on the legal services, the committee could use the nominated list of candidates as there was no apparent irregularities the minister's call for nomination. However, the committee agreed that it was not in the position to accommodate the request from the minister to complete the process of the nominating as of candidate by the 30th of November. On the 25th November, two main views were expressed by the DA and the ANC. The first was that the matter should be dealt with urgent and finalized during December. And the second was that the committee should follow due process and complete this in the first quarter of 2021. I think there was actually an issue raised, and the motivation was largely that the continued participation of the chair of the NLC is actually the motivation why we thought the process should actually be moved with speed. At the time, I indicated that the committee should allow the management committee an opportunity to provide a proposed timeline for the process for the committee's consideration. The management committee has subsequently met on the 27th and the 30th of November. The committee secretariat, in consultation with the National Assembly table and legal services, advised us that the committee should provide an interim report for information to the House on the status of the process, given that the minister's requested time frame could not be accommodated. The management committee also considered the two proposed time frames from the ANC and the DA. One of the key considerations was that the matter was referred to by the speaker for consideration of the report, and therefore the committee must table the report on its recommendation for consideration by the House. Given the parliamentary schedule in relation to the plenary, the earliest opportunity for this would be towards the end of February, subject to the programming committee scheduling this at its earliest convenience. Consequently, whether the committee fast track the process or consider the matter in the first quarter of 2021, the minister will not be able to act on its recommendation until the House adopts it. Given the above constraints, the management committee view was that the matter be given due consideration, allowing for sufficient time to screen all nominated candidates, complete their security checks, and allow for the public participation process of the shortlisted candidates. Based on the facts, the management committee made the proposal that that be shared during the meeting. Therefore, at today's meeting, the committee needs to consider the following: the timeline of the shortlisting in the interview process, the guidelines to be used when considering the CVs for the shortlisting, an interim report on the status of the committee, considering of the position of the chairperson of the board of the NLC to the National Assembly. So there is actually a recommended suggestion to be able to look at how we take the process forward. So I thought that let me just go through the narrative and be able to actually speak to the issue of the discussion we had as management, and maybe the option of being able to look at the process beyond just trying to get everything done by end of December. I'm sure there were discussions that took place in our committee. So I thought maybe it will be important, Secretariat, because we agreed that we will have to send a letter to Parliament, and in terms of that letter, in terms of what I've summarized as well, is what we actually hope that we can be able to suggest as a way forward relating to the period beyond the end of December. I'm not sure if there are any further issues, Secretariat, on your side in terms of the report to Parliament.
No, Chair, it's just an interim report that we advise the committee to adopt at the end of the process. It depends on what the committee determines, Chair. Chair, Mr. Cuthbert and Mr. McPherson, hands are raised, Chair.
Honourable Cuthbert and McPherson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, just several issues that I'd like to raise. Number one, we reject the appointment of Mrs. Zandile Brown as the, you know, caretaking chairperson for the National Lotteries Commission. She was a part of the same board that allowed for looting to continue unabated, despite being the minister's representative. If she had acted in a manner to disclose what was going on there, that would have been a different story. But she's also subject to charges that I laid in July of this year that we are still awaiting a decision from the regional public prosecutor. Now, fine and well to say that people are innocent until proven guilty, but what we're trying to do is restore the credibility of an institution that has quite literally gone down the drain. It has no public confidence, Chairperson, and people do not trust the NLC. So I find that to be a very ill-advised appointment by Minister Patel. Also in the letter, it doesn't give us a fixed period of time till when she will serve. I mean, she could serve indefinitely if, you know, colleagues on this committee decide to kick this process for touch any further. Now, the question that I have, and I see Mr. October is on the platform today, and what I want to understand is the existing members of the board. Of course, Mr. Nebutanda's term is now ended, but does that still mean that he is in fact a member of the board, and what are the implications thereof? Because this would also have a larger bearing on how the organization functions going forward. Now, Chairperson, it seems like we've had a situation where we postpone meetings, we kick this meeting for touch, we kick that meeting for touch, so that we don't give ourselves enough time to have completed this process by December. And I believe that this is a, you know, deliberate attempt by the so-called management committee, or actually the ANC caucus, to try and delay this process and appoint somebody who is fit for purpose for this particular position. Furthermore, Chairperson, I've still not received a substantive response to the proposal that the Democratic Alliance put forward for the shortlisting process that we need to follow, as well as the criteria that needs to be considered when shortlisting candidates. So, I just feel as if you've now left this to the last minute, and you've done this conveniently so, instead of allowing us to actually conclude this process by the end of December. We can delay our holiday plans, as we discussed last week, and I wrote a letter to each member of the committee in that regard. And I do believe that we are, doing the public an injustice by not making sure that this matter is resolved before the end of the year.
Honourable McPherson.
Thanks very much. We will know, as this committee, that it is not within our ambit to appoint an acting chairperson, that this is the right of the minister. The minister has exercised that right. However, I think that this committee would do well to express its extreme disappointment in the way in which he has exercised that right, that he has decided to appoint someone that has serious question marks over their head, someone who has, by all accounts, been complicit with the destruction of the NLC, and someone who has shown no ability to speak out in the face of wrongdoing. Now, that is something that should concern this committee extremely, that the minister has not sought in any shape or form to try and remedy the decline and the rot in the NLC. In fact, what he has done is taken a whole lot of infected dirt and rubbed it in the wound of the NLC to try and quicken its demise by this appointment. So the DA rejects the appointment and believes that it will lead to only more misery and more decline in the NLC. However, that is, of course, the minister's right to do so. And the minister will need to be held accountable for what takes place between now and the appointment of a new chairperson. It's been very clear that the minister from the outset, when this started becoming apparent in 2019 and really started to become even more problematic at the beginning of this year, at every step he has failed and refused to take any responsibility and any decisive action in dealing with the NLC. He has allowed them all to stay in their jobs. He has not lifted a finger to place the board under administration or to fire the board. Despite our repeated requests, he has found every excuse not to do so, despite the compelling evidence before us. So we really are dismayed at the behavior and the lack of willingness on behalf of Minister Patel to remedy the situation. Now, on the process going forward, it is very clear before us that there are two options. Option one is to fold our hands and go on holiday and unfurl our beach towels while sipping pina coladas while the sun sets. Or we can roll up our sleeves, get ourselves on a plane to Cape Town, and start the process of shortlisting candidates. That is what the immediate priority of all of us should be through this December, and to work for as long as possible. And of course, the success and the failure of the National Lotteries Commission single-handedly hinges on that decision that we will make today. So I seriously urge all members to prepare for some hard work, and it is not something that we have not done before. Let's justify the salaries that the taxpayers pay for us to do these jobs as lawmakers, and let's restore the integrity of the National Lotteries Commission, and let's get to work. Those are the two options, and I hope that we will get to work and get that done this side of the year, starting as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Chair?
Can we get, yes, other comments? Yes.
We have Mr. Mulder and Mrs. Hermans, Chair.
Honorable Mulder and Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I just wish to state that the Freedom Front Plus is also uncomfortable with this unfortunate appointment of the Minister, of Mrs. Andile Brown on the board, for the obvious reasons that she's been serving on the same board where all these things has gone wrong up till now. So firstly, please note that, and then also that we also reject the appointment, and that the Freedom Front base expressed the view that this situation should be attended to as soon as possible. And we will have to see what is in line for the program, but we would have preferred to see it attended to already. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. And then Hermans, I think.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, Chairperson, and thanks for your briefing to the committee on the path that's been followed so far. It is not, I'm not surprised that the minister speak for the acting position has not been supported by the opposition parties. But as the African National Congress, we have all the faith in our minister that he has applied his mind and appointed the best person. We know that NLC is not without its challenges, but we know they have been reporting to the Portfolio Committee and there has been consequence management. So we support the proposal by the minister.
Okay. Chair. Are there any further comments? Yes.
Ms. Mankashe, followed by Mr. Mbuyani, followed by Mr. McPherson, Chair.
Honorable Mankashe and Mbuyani. Mankashe?
Maybe Mr. Mbuyani in the meantime.
Mbuyani?
I'm too now, Chair.
Okay. Mantashe?
Struggling. Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the opportunity for me to comment on this matter. Chairperson, let me comment by saying the National Lotteries Commission is an entity that has given us clean audits over time. Yes, we just like any other entity, it has its problems. I don't know what this hula pali is about, because the irregularities that have been identified by the minister, all of them are under investigation. So I don't know what this high you hula pali is about, Chairperson. Chair, and the ANC will support the minister in his appointment of an acting chairperson. We will not be tossed around by the DA. We will raise the name of Professor Nefutanda to continue until we appoint a new chair. They rejected. And we will convince that this is the duty of the minister, not ours as a committee. And now the minister has appointed someone. Again, they are crying. No, they must not hold us at ransom. We will support the decision of the minister on this matter, Chair. I just wanted to say, we're talking of a commission that is led by a woman that has over time given a clean audit. So I don't know this rot that they're talking about, because those irregularities that happen in all entities have been put under investigation. So they must not, you know, confuse South Africans on the matter, Chair. Thank you so much.
Okay, let me take Mbuyane. Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity once more. Chairperson, it's very much disturbing for us here discussing the board here in this meeting. I propose that if you want to engage with the board chairperson, we call the board into a meeting of the PEC. They report to this PEC. Rather now we're discussing issues that are not even in our thingy, chairperson. To me, it's a serious problem. Chairperson, even if the DK, the DA rejects appointment, it's fine, chairperson of the board. It's not within us to reject or to acknowledge what is happening between the board and the department, chairperson. It's just a waste of time. We should be relaxing. We're going back to a meeting since in the morning. We're discussing issues that are not for this committee. Chairperson, even if or whether the PEC will continue this week or next year, it will yield the same results, because the recommendation from the PC must via through the National Assembly, which is adjourning on Friday. And I don't know why we were at this matter now. Chairperson, I just want the issue, maybe MacPherson can be able to capacitate his friend in terms of that appointment, because this appointment is not for this committee. So he knows, he understands processes. He just does not want to capacitate his friend so that the friend captures this understanding more than us, chairperson. My proposal will be, let us deal with the matter, because last time in the meeting, we could not agree in all parties to in terms of the process moving forward. Chairperson, let's go back to your proposal and engage your proposal. Whether we find with your proposal, whether I object your proposal, we are coming with the other proposal, that will be the matter for discussion for this committee, not the board, chairperson. We're just playing with time. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Sorry, the one thing I did forget is I noted in a statement by the Lotteries Commission that they are going to, in their words, find an appropriate way to thank Professor Nevatunda for his service. Now, I think we should also make it very clear that on no money should any party, balloons, ribbons, streamers, or anything like that be bought in some form of a celebration party for Professor Nevatunda. Because the fact of the matter is that we are in this terrible situation of the decay and rot and distrust of the NLC because of the professor. And I will remind this committee that it was only the DA and one or two other smaller parties that objected to Professor Nevatunda's board being extended, and it was the members of this ANC committee that decided to ram him through, and we have suffered the consequences of that for all these years. I will also remind this committee that it was Mrs. Mantashe who last week said that we must appoint Professor Nevatunda for another 3 months. So I think members have short memories, and they forget them within a week. DA has never sought to interfere in the appointment of any acting chairperson. That was, in fact, members of the ANC in this committee. Now, going forward, it's very clear what the options are before us, and the rot and the malfeasance within the lottery have dragged on for way too long. To think that we can just go and relax and sit at home while that continues would be a complete abrogation of our responsibilities to the electorate in South Africa, but more so to the poorest of the poor that these NGOs serve, the very constituency that the ANC will tell us that they represent, and yet they are happy to see them languishing without funds from the NGOs because the NLC has been unable or unwilling to release those funds, or they have been stolen from NGOs to line the pockets of friends and families within the NGO. So make no mistake that should members of this committee choose to only deal with this next year, it is the poorest of the poor, the constituency that some amongst us claim to represent, that will be the hardest hit and will have a terrible Christmas over this period. the DA will be standing with those people and say that we must get to work, do our job, fix the NLC, and do it immediately. That is what the DA will be supporting. Thank you very much.
Chair, Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Cuthbert.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think that Mr. McPherson has captured our thoughts succinctly. But I would like to just ask one question through you, Chairperson. And that is, Ms. Mantashe shared a document that actually slighted the minister on our WhatsApp group a couple of weeks ago. And I just want to understand whether or not she holds a different position to Ms. Hermans, who just praised her minister and said she has faith in him and that she trusts him and that he will do the right thing. It seems to be a little bit of a split amongst the members in the ANC caucus, and I'd just like them to clarify themselves and also the source of that particular document. Thank you, Chair.
Sorry?
Ms. Mantashe is hanging to this, Chair.
Okay, Mantashe.
Chair, I would like the committee to go back to the agenda that it has adopted and forget about the other things, the frills that the DA is adding to this committee, so that we can make progress, because we're going back to the house at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay. Can I just say then, I think we may have to agree that there are issues, because on the social media and public information and engagement, and I think the last part of the communication from the Democratic Alliance member, Cuthbert, I think on my part is actually just a bit unfortunate, because if ever there is an issue where we actually depart from what is an agenda before us and get to a point where there is mudslinging, it is actually a waste of time and energy. Can I ask that maybe we actually move to the issue of the process where we at? Because at this stage, I'm sure members who are members of the committee do have an opportunity to work with the committee, show direction. And I'm sure when you look even in the program of the committee, there are other important issues that we actually have to look at. But now I think with the mass media and other communication, issues which are raised there cannot be the issues that the committee will have to sort out. But I'm sure at this stage we are looking at the chairperson of the NLC to be actually the process before us. Obviously there will be issues for the board. Can I just say, between now and the time where we suggested the process, maybe one will ask that we have the committee secretariat taking us through on what's possible and feasible. Because in terms of other issues that are actually being raised, it's actually something that we may not be able to conclude or have an agreement. So secretariat, I will ask that we actually proceed on what would be or possibly the practical program moving forward, so that at least we can be able to actually take the discussion to the next level. Secretary?
Chair, Mr. I don't know if you understand, Mr. Mbuyani is saying he will get ready for the document, Chair.
Mbuyani? Honorable Mbuyani?
Chairperson, thank you. My proposal was that correct, Chairman, person to say let us get back to the document and have proposal and look at the process, how are we going to deal with the process moving forward, rather dealing with issues that are not even of concern for the committee. Thank you.
Okay, can we have the document, Secretariat? Can you take us through?
Chair, and a couple of weeks ago we took the members through the first part of this document, which look at the legislative requirements and revisions for the appointment of the chairperson, Chair. I think we're not going to go into detail, Margaret, and just move down, because I think members exactly know what is going on there. If we can go down, Margaret. We also, at the last meetings a couple of weeks ago, we also looked at the responsibilities of the board, which is guided by Section 10 of the Act, Chair. So we've gone through that as well, Chair. If you go down, Margo. Then also, we looked at the procedures set out in the Lotteries Act. We call call for nomination. I think members are okay with the process regarding this chair. If Margaret can go down, because it outlines the whole process, Chair. Then there's the proposed process, Chair, that at the last meeting, Management Committee indicated they may want to prepare a document for the members, Chair, to look at. Now, if you're looking at the shortlisting, Chair, the committee need to consider and adopt guidelines, which is Section 5 for considering CVs, and committee determine the duration of the shortlisting process, Chair. Then, Chair, proposing the committee should proceed the shortlist candidates for interviewing process on the 26th and 27th of January 21, Chair. Then, Chair, then there's an administrative process that will take place after that decision is taken by the committee. So these are projected dates. So once the committee has shortlisted, we will then contact those shortlisted candidates to determine whether they accept the nominations, and we will be in communication with them throughout the process, and we will also make the necessary logistical arrangements for the shortlisted candidates, and by making applications to assure that the candidates are able to participate in the interviews. During this process up to that, Chair, we will start with the pre-screening system with the verification of qualifications and references of the shortlisted nominated candidates to be interviewed during this process, and obviously our protection services and the Ministry of Security, State Security will assist in that regard, Chair. Then, Chair, once the committee has shortlisted the candidates, the CVs of those shortlisted candidates will be then published on all social media sites calling for public comment, Chair. And if the final date for shortlisting is 27th, we will put out a request that members of public can submit comments on the shortlisted candidates by the 15th of February. Secretariat will then summarize those, any issues or concerns raised by the public on the nominated shortlisted candidate during the period of the 15th to 19th, and will make that available to members of the committee when they start the interview process. As we indicated, Chair, that the drafting of questions on the morning of the interview go down, Margot. These are purely logistical stuff. We'll get a secure holding room for shortlisted candidates, and also then on the proposed date for the interviews is scheduled for 23rd of February, and it will be on that day that members will look at questions and make any changes they wish to make to those questions that are drafted by the Secretariat, Chair. Then, Chair, the scores on the following day, on the 24th, the scores, the members will start to deliberate and score the individual candidates on that particular day. During the period from 25th and 26th, we will prepare a draft report, Chair, and the committee will then consider and adopt its report on the 3rd of March 21, Chair. And on the same evening, that report will be ATC'd. The National Assembly will then consider that report, and that's determined by the Program Committee, Chair. That is the time frame for the option if we proceed with dealing with the matter next term.
Secretariat? You cutting? Can you check your line is cutting?
Let's conclude our presentation, Chair, on the proposal, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, can you hear me, Chair?
Come again?
Can you hear me, Chair?
Yeah, no, you're back now. I can hear you,
Chair.
Now. Yeah.
Those are the proposal and the timeline that we indicated for the process to be completed, Chair. Chair, Mrs. Hermans and Ms. Mantashe's hands are up, Chair.
Honourable Hermans.
Chair, I want to propose that we adopt as the portfolio committee this procedure as set out now by the Secretariat. But I want us to remain flexible, that if we manage to conclude any processes earlier, that we will then move up the dates but that we stick to these dates as it is, because it is well laid out and it gives us sufficient time to apply our minds as portfolio committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Mantashe.
Chair.
Chair, I support what Honourable Harman said, because the draft gives us enough time to apply our minds and also look into how do we fit it into the programme of Parliament going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, there are any further comments, Honourable Members?
Chair, there we have Ms. Masani, Mr. McPherson and Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Masani.
Thank you very much, Chair. The presentation was a bit too quick. I didn't capture the first two dates or first two activities that should be done in December, and I want to check with the Secretariat if they are feasible or not.
Okay. Secretariat?
Chair, if I may respond, Chair. The first two dates is to... If I may respond, the date that you're referring to is today, Chair, is for the committee to make the decision on which option they are, whether they will proceed with the option presented, Chair, or not, Chair.
Okay. I'm sure it does get clarified. And then, Msani, I'm sure it clarifies that it is a date for a decision of what process we follow.
All right.
Yeah, and then let me take McPherson.
Thanks, Chair. And the DA will not support this recommendation. It is absolutely clear, as I have said before you, that we must start immediately on Monday next week. And if the committee is not prepared to do that, we are going to assist those members, the constituency, to inform their constituencies of exactly how little they really care about them. So the DA rejects the report and will reject it in the House as well.
Cuthbert?
Cuthbert, Chair.
Honourable Cuthbert.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Just to add to Mr. McPherson's comments, if you can please minutes that both Mr. McPherson and I were voted against the delay of this process.
So noted, Chair.
I'm just saying that there's a point which one wants, just wanted to check, Cuthbert, when you say delay of this process.
You delayed the process, so we are voting against the delay of the process. It's as simple as that, Chairperson. No word salad needed, straightforward.
Yeah, I'm sure, because
understand
English,
it, absorb it, take it in. That's what.
Well, I'm just saying that it will be English, which is my second language. That's why I might actually have to ask for clarity. But from what you're saying, it's fine. Can we take the next member? Who's the next member? Want to comment?
Ms. Mantashe, and then follow by Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Honourable Mantashe.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we are not going to come to this platform to grandstand and score points of people who pretend to be caring about the poor as well as we know that they're not. We're not going to do that. We want to do our work fine, very fine, and be very cautious so that we don't commit any errors. We're not going to grandstand here, so we are going to do our work. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. The next member was Honourable Mulder.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I just want to repeat that the Freedom Front Plus also feels frustrated by the fact that the process is not able to continue, but we are considering the busy program, and I wish to state that the Freedom Front Plus also objects to the fact that the process has been delayed and that we will... we will keep a close eye on the progress. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further comments, Secretariat?
There are no further comments, Chair.
Yeah, if there are no further comments, then I am sure that in terms of what we have before us, we can be able to proceed in that way, because one did actually ask earlier to say feasibility of the other option. It's actually an issue that we think might be a bit of a challenge for the transparency of the process. Let me actually then say, can we then get the committee to agree that we proceed as proposed?
Yes. Can I just, for the sake of the minutes, request that all those in favor of the proposal show, indicate, and those against indicate, so that we accurately record. There was a Mrs. Herman's move supported by Ms. Mantashe, but let us just record everybody who is in favor of that proposal, and then we'll do the, and we have three members who is against that proposal, Chair.
So maybe let's actually get, we can ask members, then we can be able to pick up and record in that way, Secretariat.
I
suggest that we ask members.
Yeah, I'll call the names. Mrs. Mutahum.
Thanks, Chair, for the opportunity. I second the proposal.
Okay.
The proposal was seconded already by Ms. Mantashe, Chair, so she needs to either support the proposal, Chair.
Oh, yes, it's supported. I think the seconding part is understood. So you support Ms. Mutahum, Honorable Mutahum? Honorable Mutahum, yes, one. Can we proceed?
Chair?
Yes.
I support.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mutahum.
Mr. Mbuyani?
Honorable Mbuyani?
Chairperson, thank you.
Yes.
For the sake of the South Africans and the democratic country, Chairperson, I support the move. Thank you.
Okay, the next member.
Chair, Ms. Mwatse, Chair.
Mwatse.
Chair, I support.
Okay, thank you. The next member.
Those members against, Mr. McPherson.
McPherson.
In solidarity with the ANC's constituents who are going to suffer because of this, and willingness to do work, I reject this report.
Mr.
Cuthbert,
Chair. That's an emphatic no from me.
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Mulder, Honourable Mulder.
Thank you, Chair. Freedom Front Plus oppose the report.
Okay. Honourable, next member.
Honourable Masani, Chair.
Honourable Masani.
Chair, I would just like to say we reserve our rights.
So you'll be abstaining?
Yeah.
Honorable Msani?
I'll be abstaining, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, Mr. Thring, Chair?
Honorable Thring?
Abstain as well, Chair, thank you.
Thring, abstain.
Chair, we then have five votes for the proposal, and three against and two abstaining. So the majority have it, Chair.
Okay, let me see. We said we had five, two abstaining, and then
three opposing.
Three opposing.
And I should ask your vote as well, Chair. Then it's six.
Okay. So that's fine. So on that one, then I think then the those who actually agree that we proceed as proposed. Does actually carry a decision of the committee as agreed to.
That's correct, Chair.
And that was the Chair's vote was.
Okay. Well, Chair. Come again?
The member wants to know your vote, Chair.
On my part, I think what's important is that it's feasible, it's implementable, and it actually contributes to the transparency of process we should engage in. I support it. So I think that's the position of the Chair. Thank you very much.
So then we record six votes, Chair, for the position for the proposal, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, that will include the criteria that the members will utilize for shortlisting of the speakers, Chair.
Okay. No, thank you very much. Can I ask that we pick up the next item on the agenda? This one is actually agreed to in terms of process of the NLC chairperson, because it's actually the board, it's the NLC chair.
Mr. Cuthbert, chair, and Ms. Masani, chair.
Come again?
Mr. Masani. Cuthbert and Ms. Masani, chair.
Okay. Cuthbert?
Chair? Granted, the vote went one particular way, right? But what Mr. Herman said after the fact does not sound correct to me. As far as I understand, it was a process document and there would be timelines involved, not criteria. The committee has not considered the criteria that the Democratic Alliance has put forward in a letter that I addressed to yourself for distribution to the committee. So we mustn't add things in after the fact. The vote was on the timelines. It was not on the criteria that was to be considered. There's playing a very dangerous game there, Chairperson.
I think in every part of what needs to be done, there will be engagement. I'm just saying, process-wise, it will be explained, we will engage, we will agree, then we will proceed. I think every step that we have taken, up till where we are now, that's what we have done the whole time.
Chair, I will request Margot just to put up the document, Chair, so that we go through the criteria that the committee previously went through, Chair, so that members and then Mr. Cuthbert can then either...
Chairperson?
Ms. Masani, Chair?
Okay, Honourable Masani.
I also wanted to say the same thing. The agreement which was just endorsed now or approved now by the committee are the dates and the timeline that needs to be followed. When it comes to criteria, like you're saying, we will need a different platform or a different time to then agree on the certain criteria which need to be followed, which I don't think would be a serious problem because the Act does state who is firm and fit to be a chairperson. But the agreement now, let's make it clear on record that it was for the timeline. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, noted, Chair. Mrs. Hermans, Chair.
Okay, Honourable Hermans.
Chair, I just for the record want to just ask for clarity whether the EFF representative on the platform is a alternate or a member of the committee, because doesn't that affect the voting status?
Chair, if I may, Chair, any alternate member replaced the full member at the meeting, and he or she, her vote will count as well, Chair. If both members are on the platform, Chair, it will only be the vote of the full member that will count. But Ms. Yaku is absent, Chair, so Ms. Masani can participate and a vote will be counted accordingly, Chair.
Thank you for that clarity.
Okay, so let's actually then Secretariat speak to the issue raised.
Chair, then what we'll do, Chair, Ms. McCuffert and Ms. Masani is correct, Chair. Let's look at the criteria that the management is proposing for consideration for CVs, so that the committee can also consider Mr. Cuffert's input regarding the criteria, Chair. So if Margot can just share that, Chair, then we can proceed, Chair.
So is it actually quite correct to say then this is timelines relating to process? In every process, there will be actually engagement and move on the way forward, because that's basically the issues which we actually have listed on the presentation we have just looked at. So can we actually then fly that and then you can comment, Secretariat?
Chair, if I may?
Yeah.
On the section preceding the criteria, at the bottom of page 5, it says that the person must be a South African citizen. So we just wanted on the record that the Secretariat will circulate a list of applicants and their ID numbers, so that as we go through the CVs, we can see whether these members are South African citizens, because the ID numbers are redacted in the CVs. Thank you.
Thank saying it does look like we're going into the detail of the program. It's actually not incorrect, but I was just saying in terms of what we have before us, it then becomes a program to work from. There will be issues that we will actually have to engage on in a way of the implementation in the process that we actually have sort of presented of a structured approach of what we need to do. And in every step, I'm sure there will be actually opportunity to clarity, to questions and engagement. So, Secretariat, I'm not sure if ever there's any further point. If you can show that program and then actually have a clarity in terms of the questions that were asked.
Chair, we will share the doc, Chair, now. Just give me this. Not the program, Margot, the criteria of the previous document, Chair, Margot.
From page 6.
Chair, maybe I'll see if I can share, Chair.
Okay.
We're looking at the possible criteria for screening of CVs, Chair.
Yeah.
Chair, this list of criteria was previously collected before members, and we made the necessary changes that some members have, Chair. So if we can go through each criteria and so that members can comment on that, Chair. Criteria 1, Chair, is that the person have skills and practices, have the specific skills and practices, Chair, lead the board in an objective manner, have the ability to show restraint, be patient and be available, knowledge or experience regarding the functions and the principles underlying the role of the board generally should be impartial, and the Act states the chairperson who shall be a person with applicable knowledge or experience with regard to matters of the board, section 3.18. Then criteria 2, experience in chairing meetings of strong individuals with specific areas of expertise and diverse idea. The chair must be able to chair meetings of the board in accordance with the general agreed rules of meetings. Number 3, Chair, the ability to lead the development of strategy and give strategic direction. The chairperson must be able to strategize and evaluate strategic plans of management and implementation thereof. Number 4, the person should have knowledge, experience of principles of corporate governance as contained in King's Report on Corporate Governance and the Companies Act. The board is the governing structure of the NLC and not involved with the day-to-day running thereof. Number 5, it should be a person, he or she should be a person of good standing in the community with a history of moral ethical leadership. There's huge interest at stake, and the chairperson must have a history of impartiality, putting the interests of others before his or hers. The board has enormous powers and this must be exercised with the greatest caution and care for proper procedures. The person should have the necessary skills to analyze reports critically. Staff will bring reports on the performance of the commission regularly to the board for consideration and decisions. History of promoting openness and transparency and a good understanding of the bottom-up principle is what the person should have. And person should give due consideration of the principle of openness and transparency. The person should have experience of working with large funds and budgets and a clear understanding of the Public Finance Management Act. The person, section 10.1H, speaks to that. The person should have experience in appointment of and contracting senior staff members, setting of performance criteria and the performance evaluation of senior managers. They must appoint suitable, qualified, experienced person as commissioner in consultation with the Minister, section 2B1. Then, Chair number 10, the person should have the experience of keeping senior managers accountable. Commission will be accountable to the board, that's section 2B1A, Chair. this person should have a good understanding of delegations and what responsibility should be delegated to the commissioner. Any function of the board may be delegated to the commissioner or commission, section 10A. This person should have experience of policy development and implementation. This person should advise the minister, section 10.1E, F and K, on percentages of money to be allocated, the efficacy of legislation, and on any matters relating to the national lottery. Number four, the person should have an understanding of the social impact of gambling, the social responsibility of the NLC. The Act requires the board to advise the minister on establishing and implementing of a social responsibility program in the respect of lottery section 10.1G. This person should display leadership qualities, in particular self-management and self-motivation. The person won't be working under any other managers and be subject to performance reviews, and therefore has to possess qualities attribute of leadership. The person that would be able to be effectively act as the face of the NLC, and the person and we have to look at the membership of this person on any other boards chair. Those are the criteria that the members previously looked at and discussed, Chair, but this is now for the committee to determine if that is the criteria or any other members would like to make proposed changes or amendments to that, Chair. Chair, Mr. Cuthbert raised his hand, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Cuthbert.
So, thank you, Chairperson. What I'd like is for a similar opportunity for our proposal to be flouted and for the secretariat to read it out. And then secondly, just to point something out, is that this criteria spoke to the idea of us having to interview the shortlisted candidates, but it hasn't taken into account the fact that the process has now been reversed in essence, and we will now be shortlisting candidates. So while that may be appropriate for interviewing candidates who have been shortlisted, it doesn't necessarily provide a relevant screening basis for us to actually filter out people who may not be suitable for the role and then put them to the test against that particular criteria. One thing I would like to mention before Mr. Hermans goes through our proposal is the fact that there is not much in the Act itself speaking to specific criteria that allows us to evaluate a candidate. Nothing hard in terms of educational qualifications and the like, but through the interpretation we received from the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, it seems as if the committee has scope to decide on these kinds of things. So I wouldn't necessarily take the references to certain pieces of the Act on the right-hand column of the document just presented to us as the gospel truth necessarily, but rather an interpretation thereof, and I think that's important for us to consider when we decide on shortlisting criteria to pick the three candidates who we will then send on to Minister Patel.
Let me just check as well if ever there's any further comments, because I think on my part what would be important, it will actually be a point that I raised with yourself, Honourable Cuthbert, and I said we will be dealing with this specific issue. If you have any contributions, you'll be able to do that. So you do have before you now a proposal of what needs to be done. If ever there's any issues you'd like to amend or add, I'm sure when we get to that issue, as I indicated, we will actually have to engage and look at what improvement addition are you looking at in terms of what would be criteria. So I think maybe that's very important. So one was actually hoping that we should be able to look at how do we add or amend in terms of what we have before us, which are contributions from members of the portfolio committee. So can I actually go back to you, Secretariat?
Chair, before we have the hands of Ms. Masani and Mrs. Hermans, Chair.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I also wanted to allude to that fact that the shortlisting criteria that we had previously was for only those candidates which were brought forth by the Minister. However, now we are dealing with the shortlisting of more candidates, which is about 42. I would recommend, Chairperson, instead of putting us through the excruciating process of having to deal with each political party's inputs for now. Let's rather set, because we've got time frame, let's give the political parties time so that they can go and adjust their contributions to the criteria of shortlisting, and then the committee can sit and then we come back and we agree. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Hammonds and Boyane.
Okay, I agree with my honorable member Msani in that I have no intention of sitting and looking at the DA's correspondence, because for me it doesn't form part of the documents that were circulated for this meeting. And I agree, let us all sit as political parties and make our inputs on the further processes. Thank you.
Okay. The next member was
Mbuyane, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you very much. It's very much unfortunate that we was not told that as parties we must come up with these documents that we just seen now. And it cannot be correct, Chairperson, to discuss these matters now. If need be, Chairperson, let us be given ample time ourselves to come up with proposals in dealing with the matter. In a nutshell, I'm seconding the two latter speakers, Chairperson.
Okay. Secretary, I'm sure we can pick up on the issues after the comments of members. You wanted to actually proceed on the other issue?
Chair, it was on to proceed on the matter that Mr. Cuthbert raised, but in light of the proposal, Chair, how are we proceeding, Chair? Mr. Cuthbert, raise his hand, Chair.
Okay, Cuthbert, Honourable Cuthbert.
Chairperson, I must say I'm not one to consider the feelings of Ms. Hermans and her personal whims. I followed the process. I wrote to the Chairperson regarding the proposal. And
point of order, Chair.
All right, Msane. Hold on.
With you, Chairperson.
Point of order.
Honorable Cuthbert.
Chairperson, I'm not going to entertain.
Honorable Cuthbert.
Then you're not welcome in this
point
meeting.
Point of order. It's never a conflict. So I'm actually not interested in your bias today. Allow me
Honorable
can give her input.
Chairperson, then rather take him out of this meeting because he's not interested.
Can I just say then, Honorable Msane did ask for a point of order. Honorable Cuthbert, please don't be a bully. So can I ask Msane, can you take your point of order, Msane? Honorable
Msane. Cannot be calling honorable members here wimps.
I'm not debating with you.
If you fail to act like a disciplined member of this committee, if I was Chairperson, I would have thrown you out a long time ago, because you are bullying everyone so that they follow your command, which is never going to work. We are not all DA members, and everyone has a right to their own opinion, and you have no right to call
what
anyone.
What is the actual
service.
Point of order? Can you please clarify the rule?
Well, can I then pick up on the point? It's just that the issue of how you express yourself on the word that the member referred to. I'm sure you actually do actually acknowledge that. That you can't actually use those terminals.
I said, do not find myself beholden to the whims, not wimps, whims. W-H-I-M is the personal feelings of another member. That's what I said.
Yeah. Let me just
That's
say.
Perfectly parliamentary. There's nothing wrong with saying whims.
Honorable Cuthbert, that's why I was just saying at the earlier time. You were saying it in English, and it's a view that it's actually pathetic to be able to continue with that kind of communication which undermines other members of the committee. Please
can he withdraw that comment? Can he withdraw?
Well, the point is that he's giving the two interpretation of the same thing. The issue was raised. If you intended to say whims, which means you actually...
Chairperson, order. Order, Chair.
Let's hear Mbuyane.
Chairperson, the order is you must rule on this matter. there was an order on the table that this member is calling unparliamentary names and unparliamentary members. Then you must ruin
yeah.
them.
And well, I think that's a...
And you must not wait for explanation. You must take it to the chairperson and you must rule. Otherwise, you cannot be bullied by this white man.
Wait.
Now, that is a derogatory comment.
Honorable Mbuyang,
he's referring to me as a white man, and now my opinion is less credible than anyone else's.
Thank
you.
I have not been
given an opportunity to
speak. Honorable,
can I just ask that the word you use is unparliamentary? Can we actually ask that you withdraw that one, because that's the intention. The point of order was raised by the member. Honorable Mbuyane, I am sure that in terms of your response as well, let's actually not get to that point where we are unable to communicate properly. So I think with Cuthbert, you have to withdraw. And then
Chairperson,
I think that, yeah.
May I respond to you? Chairperson, you can take the recording of this meeting. If it is found that I said wimps instead of wimps, I will gladly withdraw it in our next meeting, but at this point I'm not willing to withdraw it because that's not what I said.
Yeah. Can I just say then as well, it will be important that we keep the respect. Honorable Msane, the point you have raised, I think it actually makes complete sense. And I think from the part of what we actually have to go on the recording, Honorable Cuthbert, it's unfortunate. And I think Honorable Msane, we shouldn't actually, Honorable Mbuyane, let's actually not be thrown to that space where we actually haul insults to each other. So one is just saying, can we proceed as a committee to actually pick up on the last issue of the information around what we have just agreed upon? Secretariat, can we actually have the last part of your information to share? And ask for members that at least can we restrain ourselves?
And then there was a point of order. Now you haven't allowed me to continue with what
well,
I was saying in terms of the process. So can I please finish what I was saying?
So point of order has been actually taken. Let me ask that you conclude your part and then let's actually go back to the secretariat. Conclude your part.
The point I was trying to make to you, Chairperson, is to say that I followed the channel in terms of submitting it. I've raised the issue with you in the last two committee meetings. You've said to me there will be a space for you to discuss this matter. You've now created the space for us to discuss the matter regarding the proposal today, and that's why the proposal has come forth. It's not, I don't believe it was incumbent upon us to have to wait for us to make a submission. Rather, we saw that this was the process and we took a proactive step to put something forward to make sure that there were credible criteria for shortlisting candidates. And this is what we did, and that's why we've presented this document. Like the EFF, submitted a letter to yourself, you read it out in the committee, we are asking to be afforded the same opportunity. And it doesn't seem that the same opportunity has been afforded to us in that respect.
No. Let me just say, Cuthbert, I won't go back, Honorable Cuthbert, in the discussion and debate of process. And I did actually say, you actually had been previously writing letters to me on issues that you can raise in the committee on the agenda, you see, because in terms of the EFF, it's not the member of the committee, because one would have raised it with the member, it was the chief whip of the EFF. But as a member, I did actually explain to you, please don't write to me as a chair, raise an issue in the committee. On the point that you have raised and the issue that you have sent, there is actually space for to be able to engage at the committee. And it's actually highlighted in the criteria of what we have just gone through. Those are issues we actually can contribute on what we have presented today. So I think that's the logic. Can we actually take Secretariat and move forward? There was actually a point where one was actually suggesting, let's proceed to Secretariat. Secretariat, on the point you're trying to raise so that we can take the way forward.
Chair, I need to be guided by you, Chair. There was the matter that was raised by Mr. Cuthbert and his document. Do I proceed with chairing that document, Chair? Because there was a counter-proposal that we should not discuss it and give other parties opportunity and come back at a later stage to look at it.
Yeah.
I will need to be guided by the committee on the process, Chair.
Yeah, can I just say, in the letter sent by Honourable Cuthbert, it is contribution to the discussion we have presented under criteria. And on my part, I'm saying, as parties, let's look at what we presented today, and parties can actually contribute and make suggestions on what we have before us today. So, Honourable Cuthbert is in order to be able to go back to what he sent to me, discuss it under the criteria as suggested, and all parties should be able to do the same. And then we will be able to engage as a portfolio and take the process forward.
Chair, then I will share the document of Mr. Cuthbert based on your guidance, Chair.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, on my part, I think it's an issue which I think it's quite important. And on my part, I was just thinking that in the issues that are raised here, we can go quickly through, because it gives just an idea. And on my part, I think one would like just to say, please, let's not have this kind of communication. These issues should be issues that are seen on the basis of the program we have just agreed upon. And then it actually does take the process forward. Quickly read through so that I can actually confirm.
No, Chair, there's three hands, Chair, so I do not. Mr. Mbuyani, Mr. McPherson, and Ms. Mantashe, Chair.
Okay, Mbuyani, McPherson, and Mantashe. Your voice is down. Your voice, yeah. Mbuyani. Yes.
There was a proposal by Msane, was seconded by Ms. Hemmings, and I seconded them as well. So we must rule on the matter. Oh. As I'm saying, we cannot hold here and look at one party. If, as a secretariat, you should have indicated to all parties to say you will want to come with proposals so that we engage with your proposal. Because the proposal that is coming here, it's only for secretariat and parliamentarian. It cannot be correct, Chairperson, sitting and discuss one party's proposal.
Okay.
It should be taken serious and be confirm whether we must come with our proposals as well in terms of criteria. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Do I hear you, Buyane, with the next member? Can I just say then, can I actually then ask that we proceed? The letter would be... Who was the other member wanted to stop to speak?
Mantashe, Chair.
Mantashe?
I'll speak after McPherson, Chair.
Yes,
as Andre now.
Okay. Mantashe? Honourable Mantashe?
Chairperson, I don't think we must go the route that Honourable Cuthbert is proposing. I support Honourable Mbuyane. Can all parties be given an opportunity to make their submissions and fit it in the proposal that we have just adopted?
Okay.
We will not go...
Okay. Okay. So can I just say, on the earlier communication that I've actually had, can I then actually ask that we, because the issue is covered on the document we have to look at, let parties deal with their contribution to the process. And I think on the basis of what I've explained earlier, that was the understanding. I think the committee is in agreement with that. So anyone would like to talk on this issue, can we then agree that we don't read the letter, it's contribution to a process we have just engaged on or presented as a committee. We are going to be using that. All parties have a right to do that. So can we then proceed to the next item?
Sorry, my hand is up. You can't say touching McPherson and just
let me hear you. Your hand is up. Let's hear you, Cuthbert.
Thank you.
McPherson?
You know, the problem is that people in this committee have short-term memory loss. and they have short memories, because the reason why Honourable Cuthbert submitted this document is because you, as the chair, asked political parties to make inputs into the process and to submit a document. Now, it is not our problem that other political parties need researchers and staff to write their contributions for them, and that they haven't asked those people to do so yet, and now claim to know nothing about the process. That is totally and utterly disingenuous of members of this party, of this committee, and it is equally wrong, Chair, of you to pretend like you don't know anything about it when you were the person who asked for these contributions, and so that is why the DA made this contribution. We didn't suck this out of our thumb and decide to make the contribution. You asked for the contribution. We complied with that. That no one else decided to do so because their minds are on their beach holidays is quite frankly not our problem. And people really need to get their act together and do the work that we are elected to do.
Yeah. Can I just then say, Honorable Cuthbert, you're actually not telling the truth. I did not request any contributions, and I did reply to Honorable Cuthbert to say, listen, this process we will get to as a committee. The criteria that was presented does actually speak to those issues. Party contribution were not requested before. So mainly I think that's a point we actually can be able to agree upon. And if we can actually be able to proceed so that at least we have an agreement on process. Today's meeting was to actually agree on the program criteria, includes the issue you send the comments on. And on the basis of that, we think it will be right for you to continue, because you have presented the committee program, to be able to actually have your contributions or amendment in terms of our document. So you are contributing to the document we presented. You're actually not going to have a new proposal of the Democratic Alliance. What we presented is what the committee will be working from. So that's the understanding I want to put forward. Let's hear if ever there's any further comments.
Ms. Mantashe, Chair, and Mr.
Honorable Mantashe. Mantashe.
Cuthbert, Chair.
And Cuthbert?
Chair, we appreciate what the DA has done of coming up with that document. But as we agree, that will be amending, if we agree on their input, to the document that the committee has adopted now. But we ask that all parties be given an opportunity to submit their inputs, Chair. We will not take this insult by Honorable McPherson on a day-to-day to refer to honorable members of this committee as people who want to go to the beach to enjoy themselves. It will be equally painful to him when I tell him that for the past 3 weeks he's been on the beach. So he must just not start with that thing. We'll not accept it, Chair. Thank you.
Not wounded at all by that.
Not with McPherson. Who's been on the beach for the last 3 weeks. Stop insulting us.
Can I actually take the next member? Who's the last member?
Mr. Cuthbert.
Cuthbert.
2 minutes for the House to start.
Chairperson.
Okay. Can I take Cuthbert?
Chairperson. So now I'm trying to understand something. This is massively confusing for me. On the one hand, we have a proposal to say that each party must be allowed to put forward submissions, right? Now, we've explained our view about that, but now you are saying to us, as the chairperson of this committee, our whole committee, in fact, that what is on the document in front of us is what we're going to use and there's no other option. Can you please make up your mind?
No.
Can I finish? What you're saying is contradictory, so I'm trying to gain clarity so we know how we move forward. We can't do things on the basis of, you know, this is how it's going to be. This is a democratic parliament. Each party needs to be able to give their input, and they need to be allowed to express their views. We are not beholden to what the chair says is the rules. It doesn't work like that. This is a debate platform. So please clarify your remarks.
Can I just say this? The presentation we had today includes the issue I told you about, that it will be an issue that will be considered on a presentation of the committee. And I said to you, please hold back. In the communication I had with you, that's what I said. And I think we have got to that point where we are engaging on that issue. One is saying, please contribute to those issues as parties. Since you have made that presentation now, this is where we are. You can comment, amend, or add. It's going to be up to you. And on the basis of that, I think there's nothing much which we are asking for. The reality we actually have before us now is that parties have a right to be able to look at what's presented today and be able to actually process for the program of the committee moving forward. So let me actually ask that we leave it at that and then actually proceed to the other side in terms of the program of the committee. Can we move to the next item? This one I think is agreed to. We can actually proceed to the next item on the agenda.
Chair?
Yes.
Chair, Ms. Musani had a hand up, and Mr. Mulbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Musani.
My apologies to take you back. In case the DA has amnesia, the document that they sent to you with criteria of shortlisting was on an incorrect process, which the EFF highlighted that it was incorrectly done. So now this gives an opportunity to all parties to use the correct procedure as per legal and as per the highlighting of the EFF to give contributions. So they must not come here and grandstand. The same thing that is going to happen with them raising issues about the appointment of the acting chairperson is the same thing that's going to happen when we come back in this meeting, because the Act does highlight that the minister alone cannot appoint an acting chair. But they want to go halabaloo and talk about beaches. Maybe they should go and read the Act.
Yes, we mustn't have one day
Honorable Mbuyane.
We don't want one-day special members.
McPherson, please, can you be quiet? Can you allow Mbuyane to speak? Mbuyane?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not so sure, Chairperson, because now we've gone over the task for the Parliament. Whether this
we can't hear you, Mbuyane.
There's one chairperson in the comments.
So why are you cheering then? Why are you cheering then, Matashi?
I said I can't hear the members.
Cuthbert,
can you be quiet? Mbuyane, you are on the floor. Proceed.
Chairperson, I was suggesting that we close the meeting and join the parliamentary meeting, that is ACT. Because this one, Chairperson, it's when we pass the time and there's nothing that we are agreeing here. We just here to grandstand on past those days. People must understand this is democratic South Africa.
Okay.
No longer on that rule, Chairperson.
Yeah. So let me just say this. Andre.
Chairperson, I'm listening.
Yes. I'm just saying, can we proceed in terms of the meeting? Can we take the next item, Secretariat?
Chair, the next item would be the consideration of the interim report indicating to the House where that the committee is not able to come to complete its task by the 30th, Chair. It's a standard report, and we have been advised by, in consultation with the NA table and legal services, that because the matter was referred by the Speaker to the committee and the committee's extension of the House, we just need to provide the committee with the House with the interim report of the status of that request made by the Minister. So it's just for the committee to adopt that and then look at the draft program, Chair. So if we can just share that interim report, Chair, which is it captures the essence of... If Margaret can just share that report, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, it takes us to the process, and many of the stuff that we have in this interim report, Chair, as we members are aware of that, it just speaks to the process of the 16th of November and when the matter was referred to the committee, and it led to the committee requesting, the Chair Minister requesting that the committee provides feedback by no later than the 30th, Chair. Then we outlined the process of why the committee would not be in a position to accede to that request, Chair. We make reference to there's some members who, committee make reference, the report make reference to the letter from the EFF, Chair, and number three, and on the legal guidance we received, Chair, and the opinion that was, and the withdrawal of Professor Maroncella, Chair. Number four provides the opinion that in relation to that request by the EFF, Chair, to be considered that it's committee's responsibility to shortlist and not that of the Minister, Chair. Then it often goes to number five. The Chairperson then also indicated that he requested that the CVs be submitted to all nominated candidates be submitted to the committee, and the Minister complied with that request. And in that letter of the 22nd, he once again asked the committee to adhere to the 30th deadline. Now, Chair, on the meetings that we held on the 24th and 25th, the committee concurred with the opinion that the shortlisted candidates should be done by the committee. And the committee, informed by the opinion, the committee concluded that it was not in a position to accommodate the request from the Minister to complete the process of nominating a candidate for Chairperson of the Board of the NRC by the 30th of November, undertakes to conclude the process in the first term of 2010. This is purely for information. The House doesn't need to consider it, but it's just keeping the House abreast on developments within the process, Chair. So we need to move the report and adopt the report, Chair.
Yeah. So we are giving an update report to Parliament.
Yes.
I'm sure we can get the members to agree to that.
Yes, Chair. We need
Honourable members.
Mr. Mbuyani's hand is up, Chair.
Honourable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you. I move that the report be adopted.
Okay. Let's actually get to the seconder.
Chair, I see Ms. Msani's hand is up. I do not know.
Honourable Msani. Seconded. And any objection? There are none. Can we take the next item on the agenda, Secretary?
Chair, we will look at the
Chairperson?
Yes.
I did not second because I did not get the document.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let me just check then. Sorry for that, Honorable Sun. So I'm just saying that they said your hand was raised. That's why I appointed it to you. We were not seconding. Can I check the seconder?
Ms. Mantashe, Chair.
Honorable Mantashe. Okay. Seconded. Any objection? None. Can we take the next item on the agenda?
Chairperson, may I raise something with you? Is it parliamentary to call another member a jerk like Ms. Msani has done?
Is it parliamentary to call a member of this committee a one-day special?
Okay.
But if you want to be in kindergarten, we'll both be in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Can
I just say,
Mr. McPherson is speaking the truth. You're just trying to defend.
Cuthbert, Honorable Cuthbert, Honorable McPherson, please. Msane, I think the issue of being tempted to get to the space where we don't respect each other, please hold back. Cuthbert, McPherson, you're not helping that much. Can we actually ask that we take the next item on the agenda?
Chair, we're looking at a draft program that we for the first quarter of next term, Chair, the first quarter of next year, Chair. If we can look like that quickly, Chair.
Yeah.
Chair, this is the draft
program.
Can I just say the chats are getting to be problematic. Can I just say,
and I would like this member to substantiate with proof what he has just written here, please.
Yeah. Can I just say, Cuthbert and McPherson, please don't abuse our chat of our meeting. Secretary, can you go through the program?
Chair, the program highlights the already the agreed process with regard to the NLC, so those matters are in green, Chair. The yellow bit is that we scheduled for on the 27th on January deliberations on the limited bills, Chair. On the 2nd of February, we are getting a briefing from the DTIC on the second quarter financial and non-financial performance, Chair, and then we will formally consider the report on the limited bills, Chair. Then, Chair, on the 3rd of February, we will get an update on from sector support from SABS and NRCS on the implementation turnaround strategy, Chair. And then on the 9th of February, we'll get a briefing by the NGB on its first and second quarter financial and non-financial performance. Chair, on the 16th, if Morgan can check it up, Chair.
Okay.
On the 16th, we will get a briefing by the DTRC, the role in the economic recovery plan, Chair, which will be followed on the 17th with engagement with the entities on their contribution towards the economic recovery plan, Chair. That's in relation to the DTIC's entities, Chair. And then we will consider the first draft report of the DTIC second quarter financial and non-financial performance. Then, like I indicated, the green items, we will schedule interviews for 23rd, Chair, starting 8:30, short with the finalization of questions. That will be a closed meeting, Chair. And then starting interviews from 10:15, Chair. If we need additional time, depending on the number of candidates, Chair, we will request the House Chairperson for us to proceed within the House sitting, if the House is sitting that day, Chair. On the 24th, Chair, the committee will have the first deliberations on the candidates after the interviews, Chair. And on the 22nd of March, Chair, we schedule a briefing by the Minister on SONA and the budget as it relates to the DTIC mandate, Chair. The 3rd of March, Chair, we will formally consider the recommendation to be made to the Minister regarding the position of Chairperson of the National Lotteries Commission, and we will formally consider the report on the DTIC's second quarter financial and non-financial performance. On the 9th of March, Chair, we will receive a briefing by the NCC and NCT on the first and second quarter financial and non-financial performance, and on the 10th of March, we will receive briefing by the NCR on its first and second quarter financial and non-financial. Then, Chair, this is based on the remitted bills. If that decision, if a decision is taken in this regard, Chair, we will then schedule public hearings. But this is subject to a decision being taken, Chair, on public hearings on the fair use clause, Chair. And then on Friday the 19th, it will be our first Friday meeting that we will then hear the response from DTIC on the submissions that we receive on the fair use clause, and also respond from the parliamentary legal advisor on the submissions. Chair, the constituency period starts next week, Chair. Hence, the 19th of March will be our final meeting, Chair. So this is for the committee to adopt and agree to, Chair.
Okay. It's a proposed program for the committee, because obviously we need to have something that we're actually going to work on. Let's actually check if the committee, it will be subject to changes or amendments. Let's actually have the committee responding to the proposed agenda, honorable members, as proposed.
Chair, I don't know, Mr. Mbuyane's hand is up, Chair. We're still up from the previous one. I'll just confirm.
Honorable Mbuyane.
And Mrs. Hermans, Chair.
And Honorable Hermans. Honorable Mbuyane.
Thank you very much. I move that we adopt the proposed program, Chair, until the first quarter 2021.
Okay. So let's actually get Honorable, who was
Mukasho?
Herman. Yes, I second the proposal of the proposed program, bearing in mind that there might be a change of date.
Okay, so can we then actually have an agreement? Is there any objection? In the absence, can we take the next item on the agenda?
Chair, that is the last item on the agenda for the committee to consider, Chair, but the committee just need to conclude whether on the process regarding the criteria, Chair, how we dealing with that, Chair?
No, it's being concluded, because I think we did actually have a discussion where we're saying as parties, we'll need actually then be able to have the opportunity to process, to take the process forward. And I'm sure as a secretariat, there will be actually the procedural sense of how those issues are going to be managed and managed at the committee side. So maybe that's what we actually have to agree upon, and we'll actually pick it up from there. Is that sufficient, Secretary?
My concern, Chair, is that if this is our last meeting today, Chair, if members will have the full list of criteria that they should consider when they go do the shortlisting, Chair.
Okay, so I think what we may have to do, can we actually make a suggestion in terms of actually the secretariat on how the process should be managed, because it's giving opportunity to members to comment.
Because the request was offered members to comment, Chair, may I suggest that we maybe meet tomorrow between 1 and 2 just to finalize the criteria and allow parties to submit that, and we can put the matter together, Chair, for the committee's consideration, Chair.
Okay. Okay. So let's actually then actually have that suggestion, and let's actually then proceed to have that 1 hour meeting, so that at least we get the committee to give us the way forward on the particular issue. So I think, Secretary, let's do that. Let's actually have the meeting for tomorrow, an hour meeting, just to look at that. We will ask for your guidance and a clear sense of program on how we process that moving forward. Will that be in order?
That will be in order, Chair. And if any other parties want to submit anything for us to put together, Chair, they will be welcome to do so, Chair, before tomorrow's meeting.
Okay, good. All right, can we then proceed to the next item on the agenda?
That is the full agenda for today, Chair.
Yeah, can I just say it will be helpful to actually have the members of the committee assisting us to be able to have proper and orderly discussions, particularly for Honorable Cuthbert and Honorable McPherson. And Honorable Msane, one would actually say, don't be tempted, because this is actually a way of not being able to talk to each other. The chats as well, we would actually just say, as earlier point was raised, Honorable Cuthbert suggested that I should be able to look at a record, but I think on my part, the information on the chat as well does actually go a long way on what we need to discourage and not really get to the level of communication of committee members, because it's completely unacceptable. So can I just actually then ask that we get that communication, Secretariat, of the meeting of tomorrow with a specific agenda item, which will be mainly what we need to actually agree upon and proceed. Can we then conclude our meeting?
Chair, don't know if Mrs. Herman's hand is up, Chair.
Honorable Hammonds?
No, it's not up.
Okay. Then we just have to lower the hand. Sorry.
All right. Thank you very much. Can we then actually conclude our meeting and thank everyone for participation, and actually have our last meeting to look at the specific issue of criteria on how we manage that moving forward. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.